BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
As you're hearing my voice right now, we're about to embark on the 24-hour Lothathon, so I don't know what's going to happen, but here's part one of it anyway.
This is BBC
Radio.
It's official. Probably the planet's funniest guys have agreed to do it all over again.
This is
the Radio 1 24-hour Lothathon for Red Nose Day with Scott Mills and Chris Stark. Now, let the lols begin.
Good afternoon. We've agreed to do it again, and it starts right now. Welcome to the 24-hour Lolathon. I'm Scott Mills, this is Chris Stark.
Hello. Oh, mate, it's on. We're doing it.
I mean, this time yesterday, you were in muff.
Yeah, I was. I was. I'm pleased we're doing this, though.
I have a mixture of excitement, and I'm a bit scared, I'm a bit daunted. But we've done it before, we can do it again. And yeah, it's going to be bigger and better.
Mate, I'm so excited for this. And actually, it's been weird. I've been sort of avoiding you a little bit today.
I noticed that.
Because we're going to spend a lot of time together now.
Oh, is that why?
But it's going to be a lot of fun and we're going to raise a lot of money. Let's do this, people.
Is that why you blanked me at the coffee machine?
Yeah. I just thought we're going to spend a lot of time together.
Cheers, mate. I have to be honest with you. I don't have much idea of what's going to happen in the next 24 hours. I know that there will be star guests. I know that there will be some kind of stunt. I know that at various points, the Radio 1 family will be here. But I've asked them not to tell me too much because I want this kind of to be a group thing. I want it to be all in this together.
Us, the listeners, we're all getting involved in this. That's the plan.
For a lot of it, you will find out what's happening when we do. But that adds to the excitement for me.
Yeah.
But you're going to want to listen. It's going to be great. Welcome to the Lolathon. Right, we've got to start somewhere. Have you got a joke?
It's kind of weird. We said this before. It's like, how do we actually begin this thing? Yeah. Don't remember what we did before.
I feel like I've forgotten how to do the radio, but I'm sure it'll be fine.
Hey, all good. 24 hours, right? Let's get the first joke done.
Go.
This is from Claire on the Isle of Wight. We ready for it, people?
Ready.
You all ready in the live lounge?
Ready.
First joke of the Lolathon. I went bobsleighing the other day. I killed 250 bobs. And we're off.
Oh, wow, okay. Email us your jokes. We are here until this time tomorrow, so we need as many as we can. Email lol@bbc.co.uk. We're going to get through thousands of these, so get in touch. lol@bbc.co.uk. We're on.
Radio 1's 24-hour Lolathon for Red Nose Day with Scott Mills and Chris Stark.
Scott Mills and Chris Stark here just for the next day or so. Don't worry about it. Good.
I just saw a great message. Matthew tweeted saying, "Sorry, Scott and Chris, I'm 17 minutes late for the start of the Lolathon. You have my undivided attention from now, though." Yeah, mate, there's another... Well, over.
Don't
20,
even think about it.
Yeah.
Michelle in Wolverhampton says, "If anyone is wondering why I'm sat giggling randomly at my desk for a while, it's because I'm listening to the Lolathon on Radio 1 with Scott and Chris, already donated, guys. Thank you so much."
Couple more jokes. Ravine from Windsor. A dude pulled his trousers out of the washing machine and found a £20 note. He's really hoping he doesn't get done for money laundering. It's all in the delivery, isn't it?
Mark says, "What's the worst thing about Russian dolls? So full of themselves."
Yeah, yes.
Do I get that?
Oh, yeah,
I do. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Doll in a doll in a doll.
Yeah.
Yes. Cat Mac, Belfast. What do you call a lady who burns her bills? Bernadette.
Yes. Jason Quinn, Chippenham. I've got an I've got an inferiority complex. It's not a very good one.
Ah, nice, nice.
People ask me if my French jokes are childish. Oui.
I want to play you a joke from someone that I met yesterday. So, you know, I've been going to a couple of places with funny names.
Yeah, the Road to the Lolathon.
For the Road to the Lolathon, yeah. And the last few days, we've all been doing it here at Radio 1. And, a couple of days was really, really fun that we just done. And anyway, yesterday, the car that we were in was just pulling out of the Giant's Ring. And the very last joke that we heard on the road to Lollathon was from this little guy called Edward. I mean, he was in a car with his mum. We were literally just leaving and they sort of flagged us down and wanted to tell us this joke. Do you want to hear it?
Oh, you recorded it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Edward. I'm 6 years old from Belfast. And here's my joke. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Mikey.
Mikey who?
Mikey can't fit in the door.
Hey, it's a good one. Mikey can't fit in the door. That's a good one, Edward.
Do you know what? He was so shy, but really, really lovely. And I thought he thought that no one would like his joke. So what I thought we could all do is make this joke massive for Edward if we wanted to do it. So what I would like to encourage people to do, like first task of the Lollathon really, is to go and annoy work colleagues that you're with right now, or maybe you're in school or college, and use Edward's joke and video yourself doing that joke to people and send it to us, lol@bbc.co.uk, and just use it to wind people up.
Yeah, so videos of you using that joke on someone else, please, just to wind them up. And then email us the video, lol@bbc.co.uk. Here's the joke again to remind you.
Hi, I'm Edward. I'm 6 years old from Belfast. And here's my joke. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Mikey.
Mikey who?
Mikey can't fit in the door.
Oh, hey, it's a good one. All right, get to it, people, and then send us the video evidence.
Scott Mills.
It's Radio 1's 24-hour Lollathon for Red Nose Day.
Mason Wagstaff, thank you for adding to the giant joke book, the Book of Lols, down at Dick Lane. He wrote this one in. How do you stop a ball from charging? Cancel its credit card. And another one from Zach, who wrote this himself in the Book of Lols. What did the beaver say when he found out his neighbour was a fish? Cod damn.
I've got one here from Lily and Max, age 8 and 6. Their joke is, what did the egg say to the clown? You crack me up.
Yes.
Nice one, Lily and Max. So you know what I mentioned this earlier? This was someone I met yesterday, a little lad called Edward, who had a joke. He did a knock-knock joke. It was the very last joke of the road to the Lollathon.
Yeah, and you recorded it.
I recorded it, yeah.
Hi, I'm Edward. I'm 6 years old from Belfast. And here's my joke. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Mikey.
Mikey who?
Mikey can't fit in the door.
Hey, it's a good one. Edward, we like your joke so much, we're trying to make it UK-wide.
Yeah, so I challenged everyone listening right now to go and annoy work colleagues with it or schoolmates, whatever, video it and then email it to us at lol@bbc.co.uk. And we've already got people doing it, Scott, like Holly, who has sent this in.
Thank you for your video, Holly. It's good to know that you're spreading Edward's joke.
Hi, guys. It's Holly here. I've driven all the way to my brother's house where I used to live to give him this banger of a knock-knock joke. And I can't wait to hear his response. Oh, God. Right. Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Mikey.
Mikey who?
Mikey won't fit in the door anymore.
Well, of course it doesn't. You don't live here anymore. Go home.
Okay.
Nice,
wasn't,
Holly.
Wasn't respecting that response from the brother.
Scott Mills.
Oh, hi, Tom, who says, Scott and Chris aren't funny on Radio 1 doing a three-hour show. How are they going to do it for 24 hours? Thanks for your support.
No, but it's a very fair point. Listen, mate, that's what we say when we set out to do this. Really, we just need everyone to get involved.
Yeah.
We need you to keep sending your jokes in lol@bbc.co.uk.
It's not that
you think it's bang on there.
Yeah, I do. It's not that we're funny, but funny stuff is going to happen around us.
Too right.
Probably not provided by us. Now, out in the Life Lounge right now, I can see Dr. Alex from Love Island, who, let's not forget, when he wasn't being fit on Love Island, is an actual doctor.
Oh, right.
So
okay.
This is an ideal opportunity for some doctor jokes, I think.
Yes, quite,
very
King.
Soon, coming up. I like it that people just appear and are like, oh, it's Dr. Alex.
Yeah, it's quite, like, as you said, we've been told some things and some things we've organised and stuff like that. I swear we tried to get Dr. Alex on the show before. I don't want him to run away.
No.
I don't want to put this off, but...
No, look, chat to him about this when we go on air.
All right.
Okay, don't mention it before.
I got the impression he wasn't keen.
I think he's just been very busy.
Yeah.
With various doctory things.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's coming up.
And being fit.
Yes. It's a full-time job. Tyler in Sunderland says, I've just donated. Keep up the good work, guys. Going to try and listen to as much as possible. Will I hate everything on the playlist by the morning? Yes.
A couple more jokes. Sean Donoghue, two peanuts were walking down a dark alleyway. Unfortunately, one was assaulted.
Simon Smedley, Man walks into the bar. Ouch. I mean, it's an old one.
Yeah.
No?
No, it's fine.
Right.
Scott Mills.
Hey, Chris, I needed a password 8 characters long, so I chose Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Matt Langley from Bournemouth is responsible for that one. Actually, quite a good joke, Matt. Thank you.
You know what, though, Scott? I hate it when I get a splinter.
Mm.
I hope I never get one again. Touch wood. And that's Luke. Luke from Worcester there. Thanks, Luke
actually owned up to that, right?
Yeah. We're getting loads of jokes. Freddie, loads. Age 9, what type of fruit likes exams?
Don't know.
Satsuma.
Good. Yes?
One more from the Book of Lols at Rom's Bottom.
Ram's Bottom.
Ram's, sorry. All right,
we never went to Ron's
it's
Bottom.
In Ron's Bottom. This is from Sharon. What do you get if you cross a sheep with a kangaroo?
I don't know this one.
You do know this one. Everyone knows
sheep
this
with a kangaroo. I don't.
A woolly jumper.
Oh, yeah. Classic. It's a classic. It's an absolute classic. Hey, you know Edward who gave us the final joke of the road to the Lolathon?
Yes, the six-year-old legend.
Yep, 6 years old. We're trying to spread his joke far and wide. Just got this video in from Luke Harris, who's just annoyed his boss with it.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Mikey.
Mikey who?
Mikey won't fit in the door.
Yeah, more of those, please. We're trying to spread this joke far and wide. Video you doing that joke to whoever, a work colleague, a friend, brother, sister, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, and then email it to lol@bbc.co.uk. Just really, really annoy them with it.
Scott Mills.
Got a while to go yet? Thank you if you're showing your support already by making a donation. If any of this you find amusing, if it makes you smile, makes you giggle a bit, to make a donation of £5 to Comet Relief, please just text the word LOL to 70205. That's LOL to 70205. Get your phone out. Unlock. Message. 70205. And then in the message, you just put LOL. And you'll get a little bounce back from Comet Relief saying, thanks. Text will cost you £5. Plus your standard network message charge. 100% of your donation will go to Comet Relief. That's why we're here. That's why we're doing it. And staying up all night and doing 24 hours of jokes. You must be 16 or over. Please ask the bill payer's permission. Full terms and conditions, more info, or to donate any amount online, go to the Radio 1 website.
Obviously, we're trying to raise as much money as we can. And for example, with the £5 that you guys very kindly donate, and there are a lot of examples of where it can go, but one of the first ones that's really stood out to me is that for £5... one of these donations in the UK, £5 can pay for a young man to travel to a mental health support group. And I know we've been talking about this a lot on Radio 1. And just the idea that that could be just one donation can already have that kind of effect.
Yeah.
That's why we're doing it.
That's
love
just
it.
One of the many examples of how your money can help. So please, if you can spare it, to make that donation of £5, text LOL to 70205. I was driving home. I couldn't go on the M6, so I went on the M3 twice.
Nice.
Matthew in Sandbach, good.
Amy Calvert's got in touch. Have you heard about corduroy pillows? They're making headlines. Don't even get that one, really. It's a corduroy joke. This one's from the Book of Lols at Ram's Bottom from Trish. Where do bees go on holiday? This is a good one. Where do bees go on holiday, Scott?
I don't know, where do bees go on holiday?
Singapore.
Yeah.
Keep them coming.
Yes.
Scott Mills.
Scott, I've just had the corduroy joke explained to me.
Go.
Paul the Truck has been on saying that sleeping on the pillow would leave lines on your head. And that's the punchline. I'm so sorry if you've got to try and explain some of these jokes to us.
I mean, that's just a little bit too dense for me, unfortunately. Mm. It's not simple enough.
But thank you, Paul.
Look who's here at Radio 1, everybody. It's Dr. Alex.
Woo!
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Now, we've tried to get you on the show before.
You did.
Now, Chris, do you want to explain this?
Yeah, I'm happy to explain this. So I DM'd you once to ask you if we could record your farts for a week.
We were in the pub and we were like, who'd be good at this? Dr. Alex. And you were initially keen to come on the show, but then when we told you it was the farts, we didn't really get a reply back. Which
yeah,
is fine.
I was literally like, they must be whining. I was like, if I reply to this, are they going to put this on air? They've got to be whining about it. I was like, it's better say nothing.
No, we really wanted that, actually.
Did he?
We were hoping that would come through, but then, yeah, you never replied to that. The other one we wanted to do with you.
Do you know, Jax Jones ended up doing that for us.
Did he?
Yeah. Missed opportunity, though.
Found the right man for the job in the end. Yeah.
And don't take any offence by this. Make Dr. Alex funny again.
Oh.
And I think the initial idea with this was because of your Instagram.
Yeah.
And because you know, you were delivering jokes and stuff like that, much like we are doing, but they weren't sort of, they were quite dry, weren't they?
Yeah, I think so. It's probably my sense of humour, you know.
Ahoy, hoy.
Yeah, ahoy, a couple of hoys. That's, now I know, that was 2018. 2019's a new year.
Sorry, mate, yeah, I don't want to drag it back to that as well. I'm sure you moved on. But the ones we didn't pitch to you over DM, the Love Doctor, that was going to be one of ours as well.
What was that, Chris?
It wasn't that thought through, but it was basically Dr. Alex looking into the camera. We play some sort of sexy music and he gives you advice.
Oh, yeah, hang on, actually. This was the music we were going to use.
Pearls of Wisdom. Ahoy, hoy.
Do it for us now. Just a sexy hoy, hoy.
Just be like, ahoy, hoy.
Ahoy, hoy.
And then a bit of advice.
My best piece of advice is don't take any of my advice. That's my pearls of wisdom.
Really works with this music.
Maybe you could do diagnosis, so it could be like, over this music, it'd be like, I diagnose you with a broken heart. That sort of thing, you know? Anyway, it was
he's not keen, so let's just leave it. It was a pub idea. What is going to be good, though, is today we're going to do some doctor-doctor jokes with Dr. Alex. And I'm pleased to announce, as we did 2 years ago on the Lolathon, we do have a live voiceover man. Who is about to... are you there, please?
Hi there, gang. Hi, Scott.
Hello, welcome
Hi,
back.
Hi, Dr. Alex. Hi, hello. Everybody.
Hi there, welcome back. It's
Thank
good
you
to have
so
you,
much.
Good
Thank
to have you,
you
here
so
live. So a proper intro, please, if you would.
Hi. Oh, for... yes, well, Dr. I was going to start it like this. Scotty, Chris, it's time for your first appointment. He's here to examine your funny bones during a full-body physical examination, just to see if you've got the staying power. Ready for your vitamin shot? The doctor will see you now. It's Dr. Alex.
Nice. See, that's
love that. I think that's okay. The best intro I've ever had.
Yeah.
Best intro anyone's had on this show.
Alex from Perth in Scotland. What did the lying patient say to his doctor as he was having an x-ray? You can see right through me. You must hear a lot of doctor jokes.
I've had a couple, yeah, in my life, yeah.
Doctor, I've got a strawberry growing out of my ear. Put some cream on it. That's from Katie. Have you got any, Alex?
Yeah, I've got one from Felix West. So, a doctor entered a room and there was a patient sitting at the examination table with carrots coming out of his nose and broccoli coming out of his ears. The doctor took one look at him and said, well, I can see you're not eating right.
Yes, nice.
I get it.
Look,
that's decent.
I've got one here from Samuel in Northampton that we can act out a little bit if you fancy.
Go on, let's do it.
Okay.
So I can play the patient, you can be the doctor.
Yep.
That does
make sense.
This is a moment. Doctor, I think my hearing is going. What can you do for me?
That's strange. Could you please describe the symptoms for me?
Sure. Homer is fat and bald and Marge has tall blue hair. I don't understand how that helps me with my hearing problems.
Scott Mills.
This is the 24-hour lollipop.
Great.
For comedy relief. Dr. Alex is here.
Hey.
Oh. Does it ever happen before, like when you turn up in the room and the casual music just starts playing?
Yeah, it just comes out of nowhere. Yeah. There's no actual speakers in there, but the sound goes. You're like, right, I'm in action. Let's go.
You're back in. You're back in A&E now, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm back. Yeah, I'm back. Back in where I was before, really, back in Lewisham. So,
do you ever have tricky situations where you're treating someone and suddenly, like, they're like Dr. Alex?
Yeah, I've had a few weird ones where you walk in and someone just does the double take and go, wait, what? Are you that guy? Are you that one that the sunburnt one on the island? I was like, I am.
Now take down
your
trousers. Now take down your trousers.
Dealing with the spleen.
That must be odd.
It can be, but actually everyone's really nice, so it's all good. Mostly.
Jonathan O'Sullivan, thank you for these. Oh no, that's not. That's the guy that said yes, that's allowed. Sorry.
This is going well.
Yeah. Jonathan works on the show. We're not even 23 hours. Okay.
We're 1 hour in, mate.
About 1 hour in. From Sharon Freeman, why did the alien go to the doctor? Because he looked a little green. From Glenn Phillips, what has 8 legs and a stethoscope? A doctopus.
Nice.
Barry,
nice.
Doctor, I've broken my arm in several places. Doctor, well, don't go to those places. Went to the doctors and said, have you got anything for wind? Gave me a kite.
It's very good, Dr. Alex.
I've got one here from Harriet, age 10. Doctor, I've got a wasp thing. Shall I put some cream on it? There's no point. It's probably miles away by now.
Hey.
Well done, Harriet.
Hey.
Vince Woods, what's this bit of casualty?
You never get this far in on the theme sheet, do you?
V- Vince Wood, wasn't feeling well, had chesty, wheezy issues, went to the doctor. He said, have you been doing anything different recently? I said, well, I've been eating a lot of rice. He said, well, I think you're basmatic.
I like that one. That's great. A good one.
I'm here for Dr. Alex reading some Dr. jokes. Can we do a couple more after this?
We'll do it after Dua Lipa. This is the 24-hour Lolathon.
Scott Mills.
Dr. Alex, formerly of Love Island, is here. And we're doing some Dr. jokes.
I like this one from Rachel. Dr., I think I'm turning invisible. Sorry, I can't see you today.
Yeah, I get that one. Got it. And this one's from David Wright. I had to go to the doctor's because I kept singing Tom Jones songs. The doctor told me it's not unusual.
Yes. Yeah, I like that.
Why does the nurse need a red pen? In case she has to draw blood.
There we go.
Any more? I think we're done for now.
Oh, yeah, you got any more in you?
I think we're done.
Doctor, every time I drink coffee, my eye hurts. We'll try taking the spoon out of the cup.
Yeah, that's good.
Dr. Alex, thank you so much for joining us today with the Doctor jokes. Pleasure.
Thank you so much for having me.
Scott Mills.
From the Book of Lols, this one. At the Cock Bridge. Remember we went there?
Yeah.
What's red and smells like blue paint?
Don't know.
Red paint.
Okay.
And from Owain at age 7 in South Wales, why did the stadium get so hot?
Don't know.
All the fans left?
Ian Jeffrey, thanks for your joke. The inventor of the Strepsil has recently died.
Okay.
There'll be no coughing at his funeral.
I like it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Get it?
Yeah, I get it.
You might remember this from earlier. So we were talking about this lad I met yesterday. He's 6-year-old Edward, and he wanted to tell a joke. So we decided to record it. It's a not joke that we're trying to get everywhere now.
This is the recording.
Hi, I'm Edward. I'm 6 years old from Belfast. And here's my joke. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Mikey.
Mikey who?
Mikey can't fit in the door.
Hey, it's a good one.
Thank you, Edward. What we're doing is trying to make your joke, your not joke, world famous by asking the rest of you to annoy someone with it and then send in a video to lol@bbc.co.uk. Juliet just has.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Mikey. Mikey who? Mikey can't fit in the door.
Ashley Collins has done it.
Again, knock, knock. Who's there? Mikey. My key won't fit in the door. Yes, Edward.
Okay.
The voice was interesting on that one.
Interesting voice there.
Oh, yeah, nice.
And here's Kyle Smith annoying Matty.
Adam. Yo, no.
Who's that?
Mikey don't fit in the door anymore.
Yeah, people are just having so much fun with this in their workplaces.
Yeah, I really like that this joke is sort of taking over the nation at the moment and annoying so many people. Not really what Edward intended, but let's make him famous for it. So, record yourself annoying someone with that not joke. Send a video to us, lol@bbc.co.uk. It's going to get really annoying, I think, Scott. That's
and the joke again?
Knock.
Who's there?
Mikey.
Mikey who?
Mikey won't fit in the door.
Send us your videos. Next, some gags from the petrol heads. We've got, from Top Gear, Chris Harris, Freddie Flintoff and Paddy McGuinness next on the Lolathon.
Scott Mills.
And this is the Radio 1 24-hour Lolathon for Comic Relief. Pleased to say that we have voiceover man here, 100% live, to do the intros for the guests. So over to you, please, Mr. Voiceover.
Knock, knock.
Who's
that? I'm kidding. Oh. Mikey. Three guys who got here so fast, they've left skid marks in the green room. They certainly know how to drive stick shift, but did they bring the funny? Let's find out. Vroom, 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 let me hear say hey-o.
Hey-o.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
It's the nation's favorite gasoline guzzlers. It's Top Gears, Patty, Freddy, and Chris!
Right.
Amazing.
Oh, wow.
Amazing. Are we live to the nation?
You're live to the nation, Paddy.
Obviously, the listener and the viewer, you've got the cameras in here, it's all very modern, won't get the smell.
Right.
We've walked in, we've seen a bag open in the corner. There's a bottle of Sauvage.
Oh, someone's doing well.
Deodorant. We've all had a little go on it.
Well, that's my wash bag.
Yeah, but
because we're doing 24 hours, obviously.
Oh, right.
I can understand the deodorant, but what's the Sauvage?
Why do you want to smell like Robbie Savage? Why? I see him every day. He does not smell good.
Yeah. So they've basically just emptied that, gone through
it's
it, and then really sprayed themselves.
I tell you, Insignia. Right.
Back in the day. Do you know?
That's what it's all about. You start mixing and matching, you know, you're running into a world of pain.
It smells much nicer in here than it's going to at 3 a.m.
Yes. So is that when you're on till?
No, we're on until...
this time tomorrow.
1 p.m. Yeah. tomorrow.
Do you start playing more music as you get tired?
Look, we did it 2 years ago. Actually, the key is less music.
I really?
You need more people coming in all the time, because otherwise it's like, new people, new energy. Otherwise it's like... And Chris made a rookie error of ordering a pizza at about 2 a.m. last time, which really didn't go well 2 hours later.
So I'm worried for you. You do look a bit tired now, to be honest.
That's what I mean. Sean's got the sweats on. We've only just bloody started.
It's really hot in here.
We need some Sauvage.
Yes, I do. Right, we've got some jokes from the lads from Top Gear. Freddie, you go first.
Yep.
Have we?
Yeah.
I couldn't work out how to fasten my seatbelt. Then it clicked.
Chris,
what do you call a man under a car?
A mechanic.
Jack.
Oh, nice. Good. Paddy.
Well, I love that. Yeah. I love that. Right. I like that at the end there.
Here comes Paddy with the gold.
This is one of Paddy's own.
This is from Kirsty. Thanks, Kirsty. What do you call a man who's lost his car? Car loss. And that's... You're listening to Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Lucy and Marlborough's just texted to say, Freddie Flinter from Radio 1, that's my £5 donation given.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Whatever it takes. You know what I mean?
Freddie.
You're such a ladies' man, aren't you?
No.
That's quite a revelation,
like
Chris.
Yeah, he is.
Which really upsets Paddy.
Well, not really.
Oh, he's all.
I've got to be honest. Hello, children out there. I don't know if they can hear me. Hello, everyone. Yay! Kids are in.
As you can hear, Freddie Flintoff, Chris Harris, and Paddy McGinnis from Top Gear are here. Paddy, you would like to make an appeal, wouldn't you?
Yes, I would. To donate £5, text the word LOL to... Now, this is a tricky one. Is it 70205 or do we say 7205?
They normally tell me to say 70205.
Not zero?
No.
Because if I say sometimes with mics it sounds like a four, but I'll go 70205. That's £5, 70205. Text will cost your donation plus your standard network message charge. Do you know what really grinds my gears? Clutch failure. I said clutch. Leave it. Text £5, we will stop.
Okay, from Kirsty, what do you call a man who's lost his car? Carlos. Good.
You've only just started.
Oh, my word.
I'm only two hours in.
have you got any more jokes for the petrolheads, guys?
Freddie, please.
I've got one from Chris Jeffrey. Told my mum I bought a new car made of spaghetti. You should have seen her face when I drove past her.
The drums went early.
Yeah. Wow.
So he stumbled on the gag and the drums came in early.
This is Chris, broadcasting.
This is from Brody. Why can't a car play football? Because it's only got one boot.
It's
the way I tell him, isn't it,
Brody? The jokes aside, you don't hear the name Brody enough, I think.
You don't.
It's a strong name.
Yeah.
Brody, I like that name. What's your name? Brody.
Brody.
Paddy, you got one?
I've just done it, the clutch one, but what I did, I seamlessly put it in
as
though I weren't doing it.
That's the secret.
That's
clever.
Here's one.
I think this is a bad joke, but I reckon it'll sound funny with you.
Hang on.
Oh, fancy it.
I just saw that there, Richard Moss.
We'll go for that one.
Oh, this is a Tim Vine joke. Multi-story car park crime. It's wrong on so many levels.
Yes.
Tell you what. Look at that. It's got a titter out of Harris. That's her first.
Right, lads, thank you very much for coming in today.
Is that it?
Oh, okay.
Scandalous.
Part of the Lollathon for Comet Relief. But seriously, Paddy, you know how important it is for us to get this money in today.
Absolutely. You've got to... Please, I mean, if you've got a spur minute, please get on the phones, text. I'm pretty sure you can do it online as well, Scott. Is that right?
Yeah. On the Radio 1 website.
And keep supporting the boys on the Lollathon. That's from Paddy. Thing.
Thanks, lads.
Scott Mills.
Jessica Taylor from Derby. I was sat on the windowsill eating some ice cream. I thought to myself, this is legend and dairy.
Nice.
It's not great delivery, that.
This is ledge and dairy.
Yeah.
Sally has sent us this joke. Did you hear about the actor that fell through the boards? He's going through a stage.
Okay. Do you want another? One more, yeah.
Another one? Paula from Banbury, how do you approach a dangerous cheese?
I don't know. How do you approach a dangerous cheese?
Kafili.
Good. Okay, one more. I've got one. What did the janitor say when he jumped out the closet? Supplies! Thank you, Phoenix.
Scott Mills.
This is Innuendo Bingo.
I'm so excited to say that Tan France from Queer Eye is here playing Innuendo Bingo. What have you let yourself in for, Tan?
I regret this so hard.
I love how much of a fan of Radio 1 you are.
I love it so much. Every time I'm back in the UK, I insist on coming. Even if I'm not invited, I legitimately just come into Radio 1.
Yeah, you are part of the Radio 1 family now. And unfortunately, that does also mean taking part in this game. Okay, right, so we have some Radio 1 branded water bottles. I also really am enjoying what you've done with your feet. Talk us through the plan there.
I wanted to look super chic, so we went with something bold. Mm. I tied them in a way that it looks like it's super expensive. Mm. So yeah, I'm going to try and.
It's very festival, isn't it?
Yeah. But like a really high-end
version. High-end festival. Like the Fire Festival or something.
Yeah. Yes, exactly, the Fire Festival.
We've got plenty of water, luckily, Tan, so don't worry on that front.
So. If you grab your waters and let's play Innuendo Bingo with Tan France.
Yeah, you've just clocked. It's quite a wet game, this. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I know. Gosh.
You
know
someone said you haven't got spare clothes.
I didn't do that.
Oh, no.
Either. Right.
That is a mistake. And I bet those clothes ain't cheap, Chris, eh?
No.
This is Innuendo Bingo.
We start with World Cup Heroes of 66 on BBC One. And Sir Bobby Charlton here, revealing that manager Sir Alf Ramsey was very hands-on when it came to keeping all the players at their peak.
It took a lot out of you physically. And, of course, I think I was 32, if I'm not mistaken, at that time, which is a bit long in the tooth, you know, by international standards. And he pulled me off whenever he got the chance.
Okay, we're fine? Mm-hmm. Okay, fine.
We're all right.
All right. Got through that one unscathed, both of you. Absolute classic now from the National Lottery. And it's the late, great Dale Winton deliberating over one of life's great questions.
So I'm going to go with head.
You're fairly convinced the answer is head.
Yes.
Shall I accept head?
Really doing a good job here of restraining so far.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with head.
You're fairly convinced the answer is head.
Yes.
Shall I accept head?
One of our favourite clips, that. Okay, moving on to Radio 2. And it's always great when a sad news story has a happy ending.
A woman in Devon has tracked down her lost parrot by playing a recording of the bird's brother squawking.
Getting up at like 5:30, 6 o'clock, looking for her.
Michelle Chubb would do anything to find sausage.
Direct hit there. Okay.
Oh, that's a great one.
Oh, no, he hasn't got spare clothes. Okay, good.
I can lend you some of mine, but I don't think
no, he wouldn't. He would not walk out of the building in those.
I'd rather be wet.
Okay.
I think you spat some of that into this.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
We're bonding.
I'm going to move all of these
that's
over
gorgeous.
Here.
That's gorgeous.
It's a classic game. Okay.
That's amazing.
Next, over to Channel 4's Grand Designs. And we find that host Kevin MacLeod is always in search of the perfect metaphor.
This timber frame fits the steelwork like a Dutch boy's finger fits a leaky dike.
Tan, you feel free to get him at any point, OK? You've been far too much of a gent about this.
Oh, yeah, I keep turning my face away. I'm so polite.
Don't yeah, so polite.
Go for me.
The most polite guest we've ever had. OK. Now we're going over to BBC Local Radio, as we so often do, and a classic breakfast show talking point here, where the host, Anna, brings a whole new meaning to being a pet lover. Water, please.
They say a dog will cause around 2,000 family arguments in its lifetime. They reckon if you have a dog, it causes 3 rows a week between partners. Is that true or untrue?
I think it entirely depends upon one fact, and that is, are you both dog lovers? If you're both dog lovers, like my husband and I are both, you know, dog bonkers.
No. Okay. Fine. Right, let's break for a song. Tam France, Ennio Le Bingo, back next.
Witness the wetness. Innuendo Bingo.
Scott Mills.
Are you ready for more clips, Chris? Tam?
Yes, I'm ready to go. You're okay. Too wet so far.
A little bit, a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. Let's ramp it up.
The one, the only, the original Innuendo Bingo.
Thank you to Michael from Rugby for sending this next one in. It appears Eamon Holmes knows slightly more about the caller than maybe she was intending to say.
Really hard to meet, or, you know, it seems very hard to meet a genuinely nice person that is looking for a long-term
relationship. But, Kerry, you don't have any grass. Your back garden's bald at the minute.
Oh, that's a great one. Kerry.
Kerry, you don't have any grass. Your back garden's bald at the minute.
Poor Kerry. We're witnessing the most polite Innie the Bingo ever.
I just don't want to make him unstylish. Do you know what I mean? I feel
not possible.
I've got too much respect for the man.
Okay. Thanks to Dan and Dorset for this next clip, and it's ITV's The Chase. And Bradley Walsh revealing that maritime signal flags could really come in handy.
Here's the next question. Well, when flown, what does the maritime signal flag Z Zulu mean? A, keep clear of me. B, I'm dragging my anchor. Or C, I require a tug.
Okay, that's a good one.
Great one. Oh. Okay.
I really regret this.
Yeah. You're in now. It's, you know.
All right.
Well played, mate.
He regrets it.
Radio 1 family.
He used to come into Radio 1 all the time, and now...
The day he stopped coming into Radio 1.
The last time we saw him was on Innie the Bingo. Okay. Radio 4's front row now, and learning to play the sax is extremely hard. Water, please.
Okay.
But there's a few simple rules that can apply to many things.
Right, so how do you make me sound really good?
Well, I think what we should do is you could blow,
yeah,
and I could do the fingering.
The politest of jets. A little squirt there from town onto Chris's chest.
Yeah, that's okay. Very good. We're bonding, that's for sure.
OK. Now we're going to The Secret Life of Farm Animals on BBC 4. And it seems, to the excitement of others in the sty, one of the pigs is living dangerously.
Come for a closer look. After a bit of sniffing and with her drooling buddy looking on, one of them risks a rub.
Okay, there's one more.
One more clip.
Tam France, Innie the Bingo, and it's The Life of Mammals.
What have you found there? That's like a pube or something. I'm wondering how it got there.
Oh, no, there's not a pube in the water, is there?
Who put a pube in Tam's water?
Oh, it could be the producer, he's quite hairy.
He is.
Okay. The life... The day, though, sorry about this, Tam. You come in, you get wet, there's a pube in your water. Okay, David Attenborough here. Discovering that a pack of African hunting dogs really like to give each other a helping hand.
These rituals become particularly intense just before the pack leaves on a hunt. It's a bonding session that reminds each hunter of its place in the team. Invaluable in the struggle to come.
Good clips and a great game, but very polite. Tam France, Innie the Bingo. Tam, tell us about Queer Eye. What was that?
It's out soon. It's on March 15th on Netflix.
And it's the greatest show ever.
It really is the greatest show ever.
Sell it to me.
Five gays
take over the world.
Yeah.
That's it.
Amazing.
That's all you need to know.
And with that, thank you, everybody. Good work. Bring the towels.
This is Innuendo Bingo.
Wow. He did not want to get wet. That was Tam France. Thank you, Tan. I can now tell you that later on, after dark, there is a ruder version of Innuendo Bingo featuring Megan Barton Hanson.
Megan Hanson Banson from Love Island.
Scott Mills.
It's a revolving door of guests. You've never heard them together before and probably never will again. It's a Lolleton exclusive. Jack Fincham off of The Island of Love and Emma Willis off of Everything on TV.
Hi!
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks so much for coming in.
Oh, you are welcome. It's nice to see you.
It's a pleasure.
So this is what it's all about. It's quite nice that there's a weird combination with you both.
Yeah.
Why is that a weird combination?
I'll just say, why is it we made friends out there?
We've got red noses together and everything.
Oh, Jack, maybe it's not so weird.
Jack is so happy with his red nose as well.
I know.
I'll be going on about it.
You've got some little things to put on your head.
I was a kid.
I know.
It's amazing.
Also, the red nose... They're like dealy poppers on your head.
Yeah.
Do you remember when the red nose used to really hurt as
yes.
a kid?
Like, yeah, they was like rock hard plastic, weren't they?
Like you could really hurt your nose with that.
But and you've got a proper sweat on in there as well.
They've got a lot better now. Actually very comfortable. Yeah. Right, we should do some jokes. Emma, what have you got?
I have got, what did the bra say to the hat?
I don't know. Did the bra say to the hat?
You go on ahead while I give these to a lift.
Nice.
Oh, I bet you liked that, Jack, didn't you?
I did like that. Because we're mates. Only because we're mates.
I think you took the right this one. This one's a good one. This was from the Book of Lols at Ramsbottom. And this is a joke from Sarah. What do you call a French man who makes people smoke?
Don't know.
Pierre Pressure.
That's actually all right.
That was good.
Jack, what have you got?
Well, someone stole my pen today. I was robbed at ballpoint.
Good.
Good one.
Can I get a sound effect?
Yeah, oh, sorry.
Great, thank you. What do you call a man with a seagull on his head?
Don't know.
Cliff.
Ah! I like that.
Got another one, Jack.
Right, highlighter pens are the future. Mark my words.
Seems to be a
good one, Jack.
A theme here.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got one from Ashley Burns. What did the policeman say to his belly button? You're under a vest.
I like that one. I like all of these.
Jack?
Right, why does the nurse need a red pen? In case she has to draw blood. There's a definite theme here, isn't there?
Any more?
I used to hate facial hair.
Yeah, I mean, I've obviously got home, haven't I?
Emma.
I used to hate facial hair.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Then it grew on me.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Classic.
True Mine story is... as well.
Yeah.
Jack, you got one?
What is a penguin without a pen? Just a grin.
All pen jokes, all the time.
I've got a cheese joke.
Yes, break it up, Bamba, come on.
What happened after an explosion at a French cheese factory?
Don't know.
All that was left was debris.
Debris.
Yeah. Do you know, I got my own one. Ready?
Yeah.
I used to be a fireman. I had to give it up. I kept bumping into too many old flames.
It's a bit of a Love Island joke there.
Yeah.
I think stick to the pens.
I'll stick to what I know, eh?
Right, Emma, thank you so much for joining us.
You are so welcome. I love that you have a picture of you, Ed Sheeran, and Jedward.
Oh, yeah, sorry. This is my screensaver. Yeah, sorry.
It's amazing.
It was a weird show a couple of years ago where Ed Sheeran had come in to play us new songs. And then he saw Jedward in the live lounge. He was like, get him in! And it was a great hour of radio.
Take a picture.
Take a picture.
I can make that mine.
Yeah.
Scott Mills.
We should just say thank you so much for supporting us with this, because we're not far in, and I feel like we're hitting our stride a bit, but it's all about your support with this.
Absolutely.
All of us together for 24 hours. And Jack Fincham.
Got to laugh your way through it, haven't you?
You literally have, yeah. I'll tell you, last time we did it, I think my low point was about 4 a.m.
Really?
Because after 9...
Do you sneak off for naps or anything?
No.
Because we're on.
Yeah, it's a really bad idea.
But also, like, here's what I'm saying... If you can enjoy now, but you were saying you've got slightly ruder jokes and stuff like that.
Yeah. Come back later.
Come back. Go for a night out. Yeah. Go and enjoy yourself. We'll see you about 4 a.m.
It'll brighten it up a bit, won't it?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, pop off to some Mayfair nightclub in London.
Yeah.
Get papped, come back.
Yeah.
With your rude jokes.
I tell you, what's amazing as well, we've got so many people working on this in the live lounge and collecting jokes and all this sort of thing. There's so many plans that I'm hearing. Like, every time I go outside, I keep hearing the odd word about things that's going to happen later on.
Really?
Like,
what, on the show?
Yeah, I don't want to say anything in case I'm just overhearing the wrong stuff. But mate, there's some ridiculous stuff. I don't know if you've been hearing much of it, Scott.
I haven't.
Ridiculous stuff coming up in the next few hours.
Okay, well, I'm looking forward to that.
Should be fun. Anyway,
now I definitely want to come back now.
Let's do some jokes.
Yeah. Oh, we've got Megan from Love Island doing Innuendo Bingo, Really Rude, later.
Oh, she's coming later, is she?
Yeah. That'll be on later.
Megan Barton.
Megan Barton, half Farson. Okay. Jack.
I heard you say that earlier. I was cracking up.
Jack, have you got any jokes that aren't about pens?
I think I have, actually. What's long and thin, pink of skin, hard in parts, and soft in tarts?
Okay. Are you sure this is fine?
Rhubarb.
Yeah, okay,
yes, well done, Jack.
Okay, my career flashed before me.
What are these sound effects as well? Some of them are well weird.
No?
So some sort of...
I'm just trying them out for you, babe.
Some sort of dong. Francesca from Bedford.
That's my dong there, yeah.
Okay. Francesca from Bedford, your joke. I once ate a dictionary. It gave me thesaurus throat I've ever had.
That's nice. You know, Pancake Day was yesterday. Really crept up on me this year. That's not me, that's Tom in Bournemouth. What's the best thing about Switzerland?
I don't know. What is the best thing about Switzerland?
I don't know, but the flag's a big plus.
Yes, nice.
From the Book of Laws there.
And Jack, you got one more?
Right, here we go. What do bankers and bakers both have in common? They both handle a lot of dough.
Nice.
Good.
Scott Mills.
One. Radio 1's 24-hour lolathon for Red Nose Day.
Which colour nose without a body?
Don't know.
Nobody knows.
Yeah.
Plonk and Sam in Boston, Lincolnshire. Thanks for that. Jessica Taylor, you already sent one in earlier. You're on a roll. Went to a library and asked for a jam sandwich. The lady said, "This is a library." I said, "Sorry, can I have a jam sandwich?" Jessica Taylor there.
I like that one.
That's good.
That's been your best one yet, I reckon.
It's all in the delivery, love.
Exactly. Look, I've got a bit of a group effort here. Katie, Louise, Ash and Amy from Preston. What do you call a man that can't stand?
Don't know.
Neil.
Good. Yeah. Yes, I've heard it before, but I like it.
I want to go back to young Edward, who's becoming a bit of a hero on this show. This is six-year-old Edward that I met yesterday on the road to Lolathon. He did this joke.
Yeah, he told us this joke.
Hi, I'm Edward. I'm 6 years old from Belfast. And here's my joke. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Mikey.
Mikey who?
Mikey can't fit in the door.
Hey, it's a good one.
So we're using Edward's joke to annoy the nation a bit today. So we've been asking you lot to take that joke and annoy other people. Send us a video of you doing it to lol@bbc.co.uk, and a lot of people have. We want to spread this not joke around the whole UK.
Yeah.
So thank you, Dwayne Lamb, for your video to lol@bbc.co.uk using Edward's joke.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Mikey.
Mikey who?
Mikey does not seem to fit in this door.
Best delivery yet.
Also using Edward's joke is Antonio.
Knock, knock.
Who there?
Mikey.
Mikey who?
My key won't fit in the door.
And Emily also using it.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
My key.
My key who?
My key doesn't fit in the door.
Right, so...
I love it.
Well, she loved it. So, as you can hear, Edward in Belfast, if you're listening, age 6, we are trying to get this joke spread everywhere. Grimmy's here, hi. Mm.
Hi, guys.
Hi. Oh, it's your show, Nilly, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm on it. Well, we're on.
We're on.
We're on together.
So we're trying to get this joke, like, everywhere, like this not joke. Mm.
So why don't you take it one step further? You know, like Chris Stark, we like to send to places.
Yes.
I'm thinking, this is a building with loads of stuff happening in it.
A lot.
Yeah, it's got Radio 1, the news and stuff. Why don't you go and do it to the One Show? So Alex and Matt should be in now. No, but they're getting
now. They'll be here, yeah.
They've got to read those mad scripts about badgers and whatever else, drainage systems in Scotland. So why don't you go and do like live knock knock on their door?
Yeah, their dressing room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's probably quite a stressful time just before the One Show. They won't really be in the mood, but it would be quite funny on the radio.
Yeah, also, it would be amazing to see Matt Baker angry, wouldn't it?
like to wind him up because he is the nicest person ever.
Yeah, he might be angry. Might attack you with a rolled up Radio Times.
I mean, Matt Baker. I would donate £5 just to hear.
Imagine he went full
Matt Baker, be Mad Baker.
Yeah, Mad Baker, full Clarkson. Mad Baker. It could be amazing.
Scott Mills,
Chris, are you down there?
Yeah, I'm down there, guys. Oh. Can you hear me? I've got to be a bit sneaky about this.
Okay.
So I'm outside the dressing room here. It's their dressing room. I've never been to this bit of the BBC.
Is it down below? Down below, isn't it?
Oh, it's down below. Yeah.
Underground.
Below. Underground.
Yeah. Mm. So what I'm
that's where they keep
do
all the one-show presenters.
Yeah, they lock them up overnight.
Oh, yeah.
They don't actually sleep.
Yeah, it's nice down here, mate.
Is it? I bet the carpet's nicer.
They've got a really weird room down there that's like... Sorry, you go on. We just had a coffee. Sorry.
No, it's just I can't hang around too long.
Okay, you go.
Yeah, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to go in and basically introduce myself and maybe see if we can then perform the joke. What we've got to hope here is that Matt Baker's not in an angry mood.
Well, I've never seen that. But
I really hope he sets a border collie on you.
So this is Edward from Belfast Joke. He gave us this joke kindly yesterday. He's six, and we're just trying to spread this joke around the whole UK and make it like the biggest not joke ever. Okay, I'll leave it up to you then.
Okay, so I'm led to believe Matt and Alex are in here, so I'm going to knock on the door, but this isn't the joke, all right?
All right.
Matt and Alex, hello. All right, I'm Chris.
Do they share? Do they share?
Nice to meet you, Alex. Hey, hello, guys. Hello. Hard one to explain. I'm on Radio 1 at the moment, and we're doing a lolathon. We're doing a 24-hour, it's like loads of jokes for comic relief.
Yeah, I've been listening.
Have you?
Yes.
Oh, good news. Matt's been listening. So what I need to do is do a not joke on your dressing room door. Is this okay, or are you going to hit me?
Yes, please. No, do it. I'm tired.
That's fine.
Yeah.
No. Alex, good with you?
Yeah, I'll be interested to hear it. Go for it.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you mean, where's it coming from?
It's your joke. Oh, is it being sent in?
No, it's Edward's joke.
Yeah, it's Edward's joke. He's he's young.
Edward, make the delivery really good now. Okay?
Oh, yeah, we'll deliver it fine. Yeah, yeah.
The door is the knock-knock.
Yeah, we just don't need you to go mad, Matt, you know? So it's hang on 1 second, and then we'll do the joke. Good news. Right.
Okay.
Okay, guys, okay. We're ready.
All right, get ready to lol, everyone.
Lol, they share a dressing room.
I know, times are hard at the BBC.
All right. Okay, go.
Here we go. Right, ready, guys?
One show dressing room.
Here we
Chris, go.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Mikey.
Mikey who?
My key won't fit in the door. Hey, they love it.
Yeah, you see?
Scott Mills.
Come on, guys. Come on.
Come on, guys.
Come on,
Send your money in.
Come on, Great Britain.
Come on, Britain. Don't be tight. Now, you guys are going to be doing this 24 hours. We've established that.
Yeah.
However, I think people will be interested in both your separate tactics. You're going to be together in this room, but Scott is being proper healthy. I said, what are you going to have for your tea tonight? Because whenever I've got to do anything a bit of a challenge, I just have to plan the next meal.
Yeah.
And that's sort of what encourages me to get on with it. You've shocked me by going very, very healthy. Scott is eating like Anthony Joshua or something.
Yeah, I'm not going
like
to lie, guys.
Athlete.
I mean, just call me the body coach. I was meal prepping all last night.
Meal prepping for this?
Oh, mate, it's
so
pathetic.
What's on the menu for Scott over the next 20 hours or so?
He cracked open some sea bass earlier.
Sea bass,
and then he said, and
on a Wednesday afternoon.
But also, like, it smells and everything. Right. So as soon as it starts, it's like, right, better load
the sea bass. Not who's there, sea bass.
And it's and then he goes, I was like, mate, that's going to smell. And he goes, don't worry, it won't smell so bad. It was expensive fish.
Oh, yeah of course, famously, the more expensive the fish doesn't smell.
Yeah, what? That's not true. I made that
not
up.
True.
But, and that's been really unpopular with the whole Comet Relief team.
Yeah.
They've just come in and be like, just going to wash your lunchbox out.
Yeah. All right, we might have to call this off.
It's stinking the whole place out. I was like, okay, cool.
All right, so you've had a bit of sea bass. What's up next?
Just some lean diced steak and some broccoli.
Who are you?
Just a few.
Who are you?
Got some almonds to see me through. And then, of course, some slow release protein and carbs later, some porridge.
This isn't very lol. At all.
Not lol.
It's not
lol. Chris, start going the opposite.
Yeah, go on. What are you doing?
Yeah, this is what I'm saying. At some point, I'm going to get a pizza in. I'm very much looking forward to it. You've got to have things to look forward to.
Yeah.
So pizzas at some point. I'd ideally like to do that a couple of times for the 24 hours.
Yeah.
So like pizzas maybe early doors and then ideally at like
late.
4 in the morning.
You're going to crash.
That would be a big boost for me. And then maybe a dinner in between. That's ideal. sort of talking.
Are you going to have a wine, Scott?
No.
No.
I was tempted last time we did this.
People keep asking us this. They're like, do you want to drink at like midnight? I'm like, no.
No, it's snoozy.
It's such a bad idea.
So snoozy. A beer plus pizza is night time.
What are the cleverest sweets, by the way?
I have no idea.
Smarties.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, from the Book of Lols. I didn't think a chiropractor would improve my posture, but I stand corrected. Thank you, Nicola and Cheltenham.
Louis's been on. What do you get hanging from apple trees?
Don't know.
Sore arms.
There's loads of these that I don't really remember from before. It's almost like there's a lot of new jokes about.
Yeah, I feel
another one, Grimmy.
Yeah, come on. Oh, have I got one? Yeah. No, I don't like that one.
sorry, whoever sent that in.
Thanks for your donation, though. Andy's wondering on, have you heard about the magic tractor?
No, I haven't.
It turned into a field.
Get it?
No.
It turned
into a field. I was suddenly in my head, I don't know if this is because we're a few hours in now, but what's that song, you know? Magical Trevor... That
look at him now,
wearing a cow.
Okay, good.
Great song.
Not even
oh,
5 hours in.
Oh, we've got to find that now. Please, can we find the Magical
Trevor?
I'm sure it's
Don't
fine.
You remember Magical Trevor?
No.
Look at him now, he's something a cow.
It was the same time as Badger, Badger, Mushroom, Mushroom, Mushroom. Don't you know that?
Badger. I need all these tunes now. I need Badger, Badger and Magical Trevor.
I just don't know how these escaped you in the 2000s.
Radio 1's 24-hour lolathon for Red Nose Day with Scott Mills and Chris Stark.